Movie review, Unleashing the Monster. If you have a demon inside you, move to Bangkok. This city suits me, says Stu, the ill-fated American groom-to-be who has, in his own words, a weakness for prostitutes, male or female or anything else. Bangkok, he implies, has unleashed the monster in him. Stu is getting married to a Thai bride who speaks only English, perhaps because she's played by a Chinese-American Jamie Chung. Damn, Stu, you should have known better. If he's having a stag party, if he's so fearful that the stag party would turn out to be a calamity of an irredeemable proportion, like in The Hangover 1, why has he come to Thailand? Is he completely daft, just like the whole movie? Vulgar and stupid cinematically, geographically, and culturally, The Hangover Part 2 is one of the worst sequels I have ever seen. Vulgarity and stupidity in itself is fine, as long as it is redeemed by something, like the ability to entertain, which is not quite the case here, but we'll get to that later. Without intending to, perhaps. What's interesting is that The Hangover 2 is honest about the dark allure that our lost angelist has on foreigners who suspect there are demons lurking in them. Once Bangkok has you in its grip, it won't let you go, says Paul Giamatti himself, playing a gangster. Could you agree more? There's a sort of quiet pride from the authority that the film, a sequel of a blockbuster, chose Thailand as its location, and that's a real wonder. The law requires a foreign film production to submit a script for approval, and I'm amazed that the film board got something lost in translation. I'm not being nationalistic. I just said that the film is honest about the way some foreigners perceive this country. But when the film board green-lighted a film that features a monk, robed curiously like a Burmese monk, though he's obviously a Thai monk in the story, being given a fake blowjob by a monkey? Repeat, a monkey? And a transvestite hooker recounting a saucy episode in which he shoots his sperm into the orifice of Stu? Poor Stu. And the same transvestite playing that unfortunate gag about the meaning of Bangkok? Bangkok, with the stress on the latter syllable? I wonder if, all of the sudden, the tourism people here have grown unconditionally liberal and open-minded. Come to Thailand, we'll unleash your demon and then something else, too. Like the beach has shown before, Thailand is a place where anything is possible, especially for non-Thais. There seems to be two facets of Thailand in The Hangover 2, and in many films shot here. The Thailand of the Vietnam War years, the tawdry bars, the women, the claws of the night, and the Thailand of the official tourism brochure, the beaches, the luxurious resorts, the rooftop restaurants. Both are true, and both are the extremely superficial ways to see the country. Any country. Then there are the elephants. There's a shot in the film, in Chinatown, that encapsulates the undying image of Thailand as the world perceives us, and through which we're happy to be perceived. The shot of the flummoxed Americans, flanked by a decorated elephant and a group of Buddhist monks, all in the glorious squalor of F**ing Bangkok.